Well, folks, we just wrapped up a very busy Missouri legislative session. Who knows if we'll have a special session? We know there'll be a veto session coming up in September. But thinking ahead right now, we've got, obviously, with term limits, the current speaker, Rob Vescovo, is in his final term. He will leave office in December of 2022. So the speaker job will be opening up then. And just this week, the majority floor leader, Dean Plocker, who is from DePere, announced that he is seeking the speaker's position. I'm Brian Houseworth, and Leader Plonker kind enough here to give us a few minutes to talk about his run. And again, we're not aware of any other candidates seeking it right now, but obviously Leader Plonker is. Leader Plonker, appreciate your time. What are your priorities if you are elected Speaker of the Missouri House?
Well, you know, my priorities will be to continue to work to open up Missouri's economy post-COVID. We faced a lot of challenges in the last, 12, 14 months. We're recovering from what we had happen with COVID. I think we have to build a more prosperous economy that works better for all Missourians. And some of that, we've accomplished a little bit this year, but the work continues. There's much to be done. I still think we need to work on workforce development so our employers have employees that have the skill sets to jump right in and start working and making an income and paying taxes into the system. We're still going to have to look out. I know we're flushed with cash from the federal government, but we still have to work on our fiscal responsibility because that assistance from the federal government won't always be there. We have to look at crime. Many areas around Missouri are facing an uptick in crime. I think we have to address that. We also have to look at personal accountability and how people are working and contributing and being generally good members of society. And I think personal accountability is a part and parcel to that. So there's a lot to be done. Really look forward to the challenge. And it's a great state to live in. The body of 163 members in the House is challenging at times, but we do work together. And I think we deliver by and large for the state of Missouri.
Leader Plonker, again, is running for Missouri House Speaker. And folks, again, this is not right now. This would technically be after Speaker Vescovo is term limited out, that when the new speaker would take over, if you will. Leader Plonker, just a couple quick follow-ups and we'll be done. The Republicans control the Missouri House right now, 113-49, so veto-proof majority plus 4 or 5 seats, because it's 109 for veto-proof majority. In your letter to other members, you write something, one sentence that really stuck out to me. You said, quote, "My highest priority as your speaker will be to promote caucus-driven legislation," end of quote. How important is that?
I think it's very important. I mean, it's fantastic that we have a majority, but I don't think it's up to leadership to dictate to the majority caucus what one individual's priority should be. Rather, I think the leaders should be a steward for navigating the waters of what the caucus would like to accomplish. And in that light, I'm running to be the speaker, but as a majority floor leader, I was elected by the Republican caucus. And I'm a Republican, I'm conservative, and I want to make sure that those Republicans that I'm serving with aren't just following what I might say would be the priority, but that they all have skin in the game and are participating in the priorities of the body as a whole.
Again, Leader Plonker here in the final few moments. I know we just wrapped up a long session. My goodness, Thursday and Friday were, I'm sure for you as well, exhausting. I was so tired those 2 days. It really was a long session. Are you hearing anything? What's your sense? I guess that's the best way to say it. What's your sense about a possible special session on anything for the rest of this year?
Well, you know, one of the things, we begin in January crafting legislation, and we put our hearts into it across all aisles. We work together to build legislation that we all believe will work for Missourians. And as the days and the time go by and time begins to be our enemy in a sense, because we lose time to pass things. We were challenged by the Senate's actions this year. My goal was to keep the train on the tracks and pass legislation that I had been vetted through the Senate, and not just act in a retaliatory way and maybe dissolve ourselves as well. So it was important for me to keep things moving and to pass legislation that all of us in Missouri would benefit by. One of the things, though, that was not able to be accomplished was one of the bills with the FRA, and that needs to be done because it's a federal reimbursement. It's about $1.8 billion. There's a lot of intricacies in that. So I think it would certainly benefit Missourians to go in and get something done there before the current FRA runs, which I believe is in September, late September of this year. So, yeah, we could have a special session at any point, depending on when the governor chooses to call a special session. I don't think anything will happen too soon. I think it would be later in the summer. There's also been a request of the governor to ask for a special session for some agricultural components that weren't able to be put into place through this legislative session as well. So the governor has a lot to think about, and FRA is a big component of that. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get called back in late summer.
And just a quick follow-up, you mentioned some are requesting maybe a special session on agriculture. I'm assuming that's eminent domain?
That's a component of it. There's also a biodiesel component in there and other nuances that, quite honestly, the agricultural community is far more well-versed at articulating, but helps keeps Missouri's largest industry competitive with our competitor states around us.
Totally understand. Leader Plocker, I'm going to give you the final word. Anything you'd like to add on your run for speaker or on anything else that I didn't bring up, feel free.
Well, you know, I'm grateful. It's an honor to serve in the body. It's an honor to serve the citizens of Missouri and West St. Louis County where I live. I grew up here. It's home. I thoroughly enjoy working. It's a challenge. 113 members, we don't always agree, but we try to work together. It's a challenge to bring 163 people together because I try to be very respectful of both sides of the aisle to work in a bipartisan manner for all 6+ million Missourians. And it's an honor to serve as the majority floor leader. You know, I promise to work my best and do my best to be the speaker. That decision won't be made for quite a while, though. And, you know, I'm going to be campaigning in the interim to rise to that level. And in the meantime, you know, I'll look forward to a special session and next year and continuing the work that we need to get done. And I thank you for your time, Brian.